This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Take control of the airwaves as we launch into the third hour of the program. Coming up, the latest on the Satanic Temple. They are back in the news as the Arkansas State Capitol is installing a new monument of the Ten Commandments. And we'll tell you what happened to the original one coming up here in moments. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
But first, we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. There's also our Discord on-air call-in line room over at discord.lrn.fm. Be sure to hop into those places. In fact, we're going to Skype next to start things out this hour. It's EJ on the line. EJ, where are you calling from tonight?
Hey, what's up, guys? Calling from Clarksburg, West Virginia.
West Virginia. You're on the radio. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah. I just wanted to make one last comment on this this dress situation.
Yeah, for listeners just tuning in, we spent quite a bit of time talking about the outrage over this, or this at least perceived outrage on Twitter by a small minority of people who are mad that a high school girl wore an Oriental-style dress, kind of a historic-style dress to her prom. She looked great, and there was actually somebody who went to China and did interviews of people on the street to find out if they were offended, and they thought it was fantastic. So your thoughts, please.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, it is stuff like this that got Trump elected president.
Yep.
I can't understand how you get this mentality that you can, on any side, that you can win people over to your side by hurling abuse at people over the things you disagree with.
Well, is that what he was trying to do? I mean, he wasn't trying to win the Twitter troll or whatever that sparked all of this, the angry guy that was mad about his cultural appropriation.
Well, he may not have been trying to win somebody over, but that really should be the purpose. If that's what you're trying to do, if you're trying to...
It's just somebody hammering out an angry message on social media.
He's ultimately trying to change hearts and minds, right?
You think?
If she would have come back and said, "You're absolutely right, Comrade Lamb."
Uh-huh.
I will burn this dress immediately, and I apologize to you and all your offended ancestors.
But that's right? Not the best way to change hearts and minds.
No, it's a terrible way to do it. It doesn't matter what you believe. Shaming people, yelling at them, you know, it just looks like an attack. Remember, we're all small group primates here, and when you come in, you know, you're just a threat.
Yeah, and as evidenced by the fact that this girl now has 30,000 followers on Twitter, the guy, whatever the guy was trying to do, backfired.
Big time.
It's clear.
Big time on it. Because you see this on the left. I mean, you see it on the right, too, but you definitely, especially over the last decade, I think, you've seen it on the left in spades, where as soon as the left, who, by the way, have masqueraded themselves as tolerant, as beacons of tolerance, the gatekeepers of tolerance.
Right, they're tolerant.
Does anybody believe that these days?
They believe in diversity, unless it's diversity of thought, in which case that is completely unacceptable.
It is, and I got to tell you, this is the reason that stuff like this is the reason that Hillary Clinton lost the 2016 election. And don't get me wrong, I'm glad she did. I'm not a fan of Trump. I've never been a supporter of his. But I can tell you the exact moment that Donald Trump won the election, and it was the basket of deplorables comment. The minute she said that, she pissed off half the voters.
Yeah, I'm part of a Facebook group called The Deplorables. I mean, literally, people wear this term as a badge of honor. If Hillary Clinton calls me a deplorable, then by God, I'm a deplorable.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same with Barack Obama and that guns and Bibles thing, right? When he basically said Americans, and, you know, I get it. Guns don't solve that many problems by his estimation. He's got people with guns around him all the time. They don't solve his problems. And certainly the Bible to him isn't that useful of a book. Not that useful to me either. But he galvanized these people together.
You could say that, yeah. I know with this particular situation, with this dress thing, it's just one more example. It is just one more example of the left thinking that they are so morally superior to people who they disagree with that it's not a problem at all to cyberbully a teenager on the internet in order to get your point across. And I gotta tell you, I don't believe that cultural appropriation is a thing. And I was verbally, and I expressed this once upon a time, like last year, I expressed this in a public setting, and I was verbally crucified upside down.
Excoriated, yeah.
These tolerant liberals, death threats from them. I got death threats from these tolerant liberals. I got people threatening to find out where I worked and call and get me fired.
Does that solve a problem?
Oh, yeah. And in the middle of all that, I'm like, at what point am I supposed to see your way? At what point am I supposed to even want to
listen,
understand where you're coming from when all you do is hurl abuse at people that you disagree with?
Anybody that's calling you names is not worth listening to. Whatever the point is that they've got, I mean, why bother even spending your time on them?
I suppose that they could have a reasonable point. I think the best thing to do is when you look for a person who's giving critique, then you put your thick skin on. Hmm. Because whatever they say to you on the internet is really just it's the jabbering of a 3-year-old, right? Like it is of no threat to you. And then, you try to look in there to see. It's much more difficult when somebody's being a jerk, right? You try to look and see what the critique is and what the value to that critique is. Because critique is a dime a dozen out there. Sometimes it's of use, rarely, and sometimes. And that's about it.
Yeah, usually the critique that is useful to me is coming from people that have a similar experience or that I have experience with. So if somebody like Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, who's a sometime caller, a fairly regular caller to this show, if Dave critiques some of my video techniques when I release a video, that means more to me because Dave's a professional videographer. He has years of experience at doing that. If some a-hole on YouTube hammers out some angry message, I'm probably not even going to see it in the first place because I don't generally spend my time poring over.
Don't read the YouTube comments.
The YouTube comments. But if I did, it would mean next to nothing to me because I don't know who that person is. Maybe that person is a professional video editor with, years under his belt, but I don't know him from Adam.
Well, this is an important thing for everybody to understand is whenever you're trying to make your point, if you treat stupid people like they're stupid, it never goes well, right? If you treat smart people like they're stupid, it never goes well either. Mm-hmm. It's like basically treating people like they're stupid. And I have this to learn as much as anyone. Treating people, talking to them in this voice like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense, dummy. Right?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't change their mind.
No.
What changes their mind is to get on their level, talk in a reasonable tone. It's hard. Irritating people are irritating. That's the definition, right?
Most of the time, you're better off just stepping away because you're not going to change their mind. They wanted a fight. They're not there to be persuaded. EJ, any other thoughts you want to share?
Just a reminder that, people at our core are very spiteful. And if you attempt to force somebody into a corner, if you attempt to force somebody see things the way you want them to see them, they are more like, even if they're wrong, they will double down on their position just to piss you off. I mean, we as libertarians are willing to cut off funding, welfare funding to poor people in order to achieve a free society. You could say that's not necessarily spiteful, but tell us we're wrong and see what happens. you know?
No, it isn't going to go well because we're going to point out that, you know, that those kind of government programs create dependency and they're inefficient and all those other things.
EJ, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, coming up, the latest on the Satanic Temple and the controversy over the Ten Commandments monument coming up.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dinovite for help.
Dinovite.com. If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dinovite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dinovite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dinovite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com. I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
and it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Live Saturday edition, continuing here with me, Ian.
And me, Mark.
If you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty, you can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, presuming you drive around, and you know that people love to read them. You can check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic liberty-oriented messages over at LibertyStickers.com. Once again, that's LibertyStickers.com. And if you want a free sample of how great their product is, just go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find our mailing address there. You mail, okay, it's not free. You have to send a self-addressed stamped envelope, so the cost of a couple stamps. You send that self-addressed stamped envelope to us. I will shove a Free Talk Live bumper sticker in that envelope and send it back to you, and that'll give you a great example of the quality of LibertyStickers.com, because that's where we got our stickers from. In fact, they'll do custom stickers for you as well, so if you want them to make something for your business or organization, they can do that too.
Yep, they will.
LibertyStickers.com, and again, if you want that free Talk Live sticker, just go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find our mailing address there. Let's go to David. He's in San Francisco. David, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, honey. You know, hey. I know you all are big into the electronic currencies, Bitcoin and whatnot.
Yeah, cryptocurrencies. Yep.
Yeah, and out here in California, we realize that there are these boom and bust cycles constantly. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. You know, the price of rent is through the roof, $6,000 a month for a studio apartment.
Woo,
you know,
where's that? Like that? San Francisco?
Out here. Yeah, I mean, it's in the upper fives. You know, it's a never-ending spiral of inflation.
I heard you can't get a shack for less than $20,000 or $200,000 in San Francisco.
Oh, $200,000? Yeah, you haven't been able to get that for 15 years.
Right.
It's, you know, I was
like a leaky roof shack, piece of garbage, you know, like a piece of cardboard.
Yeah, they basically don't exist out here.
Right.
You know, one of your smallest things with no front yard is probably well in excess of $600,000. And even in the Mission District and Visitation Valley, which are, you know, kind of not a good view and kind of dusty parts of town, they're still, you know, $800,000, whatnot. Million and a quarter is not uncommon. So $200,000 is, geez, if you could find that, you'd be lucky.
Buy anything as you can get for $200,000 in San Francisco.
Yeah, so what about it? What about the market there?
Well, you know, what I was going to talk about was market forces. You know, market forces in the old days, you know, if you were living in, you know, some valley in Colorado or in some, you know, section of the coastline anywhere, you know, the local economy was what the market forces are. But now with the internet economy, you know, the attraction for having prices that go through the roof, you're seeing lettuce and avocados go for $2 a piece or $3 a piece or something like that. You're seeing prices spiral solely because what's advertised on the internet is, becomes national as opposed to having local market forces.
I don't understand how you're arguing that internet has changed the price of an avocado.
Right, but it said that, you know, strange new vegetable, you won't believe how it helps you, you know, that kind of thing. And then somebody reads the article and then, I mean, you can't deny that Haas avocados have leapt forward in, you know, consumer demand in the recent years, right?
Okay, I don't know.
No, no, it's not frozen pizzas, buddy. Ian's single. He doesn't know anything about vegetables.
Well, and what's even worse, I took financial management when I was in college back in the 80s. And the instructor, there was no time where over 3% was considered a dangerous number to borrow money. You would never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, borrow any money over 3%. That was considered a dangerous number, deadly number.
Before you go on with that point, though, look, Mark, I've bought, you know, vegetables. I just bought a head of broccoli the other day, and it was 99¢ a head or a pound or whatever it was. I mean, it was not a very expensive thing, and that was, you know, cheaper than $1.69, which
broccoli comes
is.
Up in a year. You can if you need more broccoli, you can plant more broccoli.
Well, look, I can remember, you know, seeing avocados at the grocery store in the
past.
You
know how long it takes for an avocado tree to grow?
No, I have no
idea. It's going to take you about 20 years to get a mature avocado tree. It's not like broccoli.
Yeah, but I don't think that $2 for an avocado is an outrageous price, considering what you're pointing out there. I mean, I've seen grapefruits going for a dollar or more per grapefruit. I mean, look, the price of a piece of fruit has more to do, in my opinion, with the cost of getting it to your plate. I mean, it's not cheap. It's not cheap to pay people all along the supply chain, and then you've got the price of gas constantly going up, and factor in the fact that the U.S. government and every other government of the world is constantly inflating their money supply.
Don't forget the fact that they're keeping out immigrants who pick these things, so it's
that Dan Quayle now owns Safeway. You know, Dan Quayle had Kroger. And then Blackstone Group a few years ago bought up Safeway. It was allowed right after the 2008 economic crash. The Blackstone Group, which, you know, Dan Quayle, the vice president under the first Bush, was allowed to buy, to have a 0% note to buy, where Kroger was 1/4 the size of Safeway. It was as if a mouse was able to swallow an elephant with a 0% interest note. And so Dan Quayle, monopoly is happening in food prices, but the interest rate...
No, monopoly would be a provider that is the sole provider of a given product or service in any given, you know, geographic region, you know, beyond, in theory, the whole world, but because it is a global marketplace these days, and we don't have a monopoly provider of fruits or food.
Have you studied the expression food deserts? Where sections of town, you might have to drive 5 miles to get to a nearest grocery store, even a corner grocery store.
I drive 10 miles to get to a grocery store. Do I live in a food desert?
You could. Yeah, I mean, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, there were people that had roadside stands. They had, absolutely, there were every small town or village.
Blame your government for that one, because if people have shut down roadside stands, it's probably because some busybodies in the local government have told them that it's illegal to have a roadside stand unless you go and beg the government for some kind of permission slip, which you have to pay through the nose for in some places. And so some people just, you know, would rather not do it.
Well, I don't necessarily disagree with you on that. I mean, health laws used to have the jurisdiction over a thing like that. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, the government getting intrusive is an aspect of monopoly government. And you can more blame Dan Quayle for that than you can, you know, I'm hearing the word liberals left and right as if they're the most evil people in the world.
Oh, no, it's government that's evil, and that attracts both liberals and conservatives and other people who want to control others.
I'm going to go ahead and say that liberals tend to be on the side of larger government more often than conservatives, if you want to use those two paradigms.
The conservatives have been in the charge of the federal government before, and they made the government bigger every single time.
Yep.
So I don't want to hear it, that they're somehow less
inclined.
Oh, I'm
talking about the rhetoric.
Well, that doesn't matter. Let's look at what happens when they actually get into office.
Yeah,
I wouldn't vote for either.
If you look at the Food and Drug Administration, the fact that, you know, when I was in Colorado, when I was taking, this economics course, financial management course, Roundup was I managed an orchard out there. And Roundup, you had to be trained by the extension agent
the poison.
In order to use...
like that. And David, thanks for the call tonight. Gets approved by governments, which, of course, is usually stacked with corporate buddies and back scratching on both sides. There's more coming up.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited to join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, want to let you know about ForkFest 2018. It is coming up fast. It'll be here in like 5 weeks or so from now. So June 14th through June 18th, it's happening at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. If you've been looking for an excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire, you've heard us talking about it for years and bragging about this incredible migration of libertarian types that are converging in this one geographic area, and you want to see if this is for real, you want to meet some of the people you've only heard about so far, well, ForkFest is going to be a good place to do that, a great place to get together with other liberty-minded people in the woods of New Hampshire, and it's not real camping, you're on a campground. There's water and electricity and things like that.
It'll feel like real camping if it rains and your tent's directly on the ground.
Yeah, that much is true. There's a little bit of that. If you don't want to be out in the wet woods, you can always bring an RV and park in their RV spots, or you can grab a hotel room if those are still available. They got a motel there on site, so it's up to you. Just go to ForkFest.park. It is decentralized, by the way. There's no organization here. There's no board of directors. There's no organizers. Everybody is their own organizer for ForkFest. So you organize you. You decide what you want to do. And if you want to bring some sort of talent, you want to bring some kind of exhibit or whatever it is that you want to share with others, you can do that. If you want to just kind of hang out and enjoy other people's company for the weekend, you're welcome to do that too. It's just up to you what you want to create there at ForkFest. It's the second year of this decentralized event. There is a website. It's unofficial. It's got some links to the unofficial forum, unofficial chat rooms on Telegram and Discord. So link over to ForkFest.party, F-O-R-K, ForkFest.party. And we'll see you, because we're going to be there broadcasting from the event every day, June 14th through the 18th at ForkFest 2018. As we continue, you may take control of the airwaves here. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. We were just talking with a gentleman about the marketplace and pricing, and you know, it's not fair to blame the market for a lot of things, because we don't have a free marketplace when it comes to whatever it is, health food, or not just any food, health care, especially health care. That's incredibly highly regulated. He was talking about the FDA and its approval process. And
it's a reality that you know, the marketplace is responsible for stuff, because we have a distorted marketplace, right?
Yeah.
Like, the government distorts the market.
And the market works around those distortions as best as it can. But ultimately, those distortions cause increases in price, and those increases in price also distort, you know, who's willing to buy. Because if price goes above a certain point, that's going to cut some people out who would otherwise be customers for that product. So if you want to see healthcare prices going down, the best way to accomplish that is to get the government out of healthcare rather than the reverse, which is what many people are proposing, because healthcare is expensive. But it's not because of the market, it's because of the government's regulation of it. If we actually had a free market in healthcare, you'd see prices going down over time, just like you see happening with computers, where the price of a computer gets cheaper over time. You get more performance per dollar year after year from a new computer than you did, you know, years previous. And that's because there's relatively free competition in that area. There's not a whole lot of government permission requirements in order to develop and release new computers to the marketplace.
Right. So it's regulation drives up cost, and taxation drives up cost.
Yeah.
So in the areas where you've seen huge inflation, like, for instance, college...
You mean price inflation?
Price inflation, okay. College tuition, health care, you know, a few more. I can't remember everything that comes to mind, but there's a few of
those
them out there.
Those are some big ones, yeah.
Yeah, mostly that's regulation. So health care, full of government regulation. Before Obamacare came into play... Already two out of every $3 spent in healthcare was spent by the government.
Was it that high?
It was that high.
Wow, because I remember talking about it like a decade ago, and it was like just over half.
Maybe
it was 2 decades ago, but
it's been some time.
But it's a lot.
Yeah, college. What you see is there's just a lot of pressure for kids to go to school that maybe shouldn't go to school. So they're, you know, and they've got all these grants and loans and things that are given by the government, which distort the marketplace. So the colleges are building, they're hiring, they're doing, you know, they're flush with money. They're, at some point or another, the crash is going to come, and I don't know what's going to happen.
College here in town's been losing students.
Well, it's coming.
Yeah.
They're probably losing students to the bigger universities and charge more.
Could be.
Yeah.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. Story from RNS, that is the Religion News Service. The Satanic Temple responded swiftly to the installation of a new Ten Commandments monument on the Arkansas Capitol grounds in Little Rock. No sooner had the monument been lowered onto the grounds by a crane on Thursday, this was two Thursdays ago, than Lucian Greaves, the co-founder of the Satanic Temple, said his group will be joining a lawsuit soon to be filed by the ACLU, alleging an unconstitutional endorsement of religion. The Satanic Temple, which claims 100,000 members around the world, has become a vocal advocate on the issue of religious freedom, and it has attempted in various provocative ways to highlight the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment, which prohibits the government from making any law, quote, respecting an establishment of religion, unquote. After Oklahoma installed a Ten Commandments monument on its Capitol grounds in 2012, the group tried to install its own statue of Baphomet, the goat-headed angel-winged creature accompanied by two children smiling at it. And we did coverage of this on Free Talk Live. They had a contest first to have people design the Baphomet statue, and they chose a winner, and they actually did manufacture this, you know, very large statue of Baphomet with the children at his side.
Yeah, I'd like to go on record as saying I find this to be childish and annoying, but this is one of the problems with putting religious stuff on government property, is that you then open up
to anybody's
everybody who has every childish and annoying opinion on religion.
The flying spaghetti monster.
Right.
You know, they need to have a display with a colander on
if they pay
head.
For it, but then they probably would.
For sure. Just for the sake of because they can.
The flying spaghetti monster, the whole concept was a concept surrounding sort of making fun of organized religion. Yeah.
Greaves, who flew from his home, it never got that far. So again, the group made the statue of Baphomet with the intention of putting it in Oklahoma at the courthouse, wherever it was. And then, according to the story here at Religion News Service, the Supreme Court in Oklahoma ordered the removal of the Ten Commandments monument in 2015 on the grounds that it violated a provision in the state constitution prohibiting the use of state property to further religions. So the Satanic Temple accomplished their goal here, right? They had this Ten Commandments statue on the state grounds in Oklahoma. They said, oh, well, we want our statue here, too. And then all of a sudden, the court's like, oh, you know what? Look at here. We're interpreting the law to mean that we really shouldn't have this Ten Commandments statue in the first place. We're just going to not have any statues whatsoever. Get rid of that thing. And so that's ultimately one of the wins for, you know, that's a win situation.
It makes more sense.
Yeah.
If you want to have religious statues, that's great. Put them on church property. Invite people to come see them.
Graves, who flew from his home in Salem, Massachusetts, to Little Rock to be on hand for the installation of the monument, predicted an Arkansas court would do the same thing. He said, quote, it may be compelled to make a summary judgment. He said, members of the Satanic Temple don't believe in a literal Satan, but see the biblical Satan as a metaphor for rebellion against tyranny. The group's stated mission is, quote, to encourage benevolence and empathy among all people, reject tyrannical authority, advocate practical common sense and justice, unquote. The group believes that the state is discriminating in favor of Christians. Quote, no religion gets preference over the other. They should all have access to whatever forums are available.
And you'll hear the Christians saying that everybody's out to get them, too. So everybody's got this sort of culture of, being downtrodden and oppressed and all that stuff. And it's all pretty annoying, frankly.
The Arkansas Monument replaces one that was destroyed less than a year ago when a man crashed his car into the original display less than 24 hours after it was installed. And if you recall, I believe that guy claimed he was ordered to do that by Satan. Or maybe it was God. One or the other. He made a claim that he wasn't himself at the time when that crash happened. Toll-free number here tonight, 855.
Oh, he was himself. He was a jerk then, too.
Free, like freedom. 855-450-3733. Your comments on the Ten Commandments statue. Is it going to end up being taken down in Arkansas? Well, one can only hope. Otherwise, it should be open season for any religion. We're coming up.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free. New improved Lico Chops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free and bring up anything you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Also, we've got the Discord on-air call-in line room. Just go to discord.lrn.fm. Hop into that top chat room there, and we will join you. You'll be on the air with us, and the us tonight includes Ian
and Mark.
Plus, don't forget, you can go and enjoy the various different features on our website for free. If you like Free Talk Live, one of the things you can do is sign up for our email list. We'll keep you in the loop with what's going on with the show via the email list. You usually get one email per week from us to kind of, you know, get you in the loop with what's happening. So go to sign up to the email box there over at freetalklive.com. You'll find the sign up window there in the center of the page, kind of toward the top. Once again, freetalklive.com. We are talking about the Ten Commandments Monument, and the man who destroyed it in Arkansas, turns out he's the same guy who destroyed a different Ten Commandments statue in Oklahoma in 2015.
Now, this guy's a lot of fun. He's one of these people that really, really, really believes that atheism's really important for the human step forward or whatever. That annoys the crap out of me.
I don't know if he's actually an atheist. I feel like he had, because, okay, so I was confusing this story, Mark, because I remember we reported, and it felt like a couple of years ago, on somebody destroying one of these statues, or these monuments.
I think it was the Oklahoma City one.
And it was the Oklahoma one, because they're saying the one in Arkansas was just a year ago, and I feel like we'd talked about it before that. Turns out it was the same guy. So they just replaced the Arkansas Monument within the last couple of weeks, and that's what this is going to spark, this new lawsuit saying, hey, you know, if you're going to have a Ten Commandments monument on state property, you got to allow other people to have their religious monuments on state property, or you got to remove the Ten Commandments.
Right.
Turns out Michael T. Reed was charged with criminal mischief, but found to be mentally unfit to stand trial. He had also destroyed a Ten Commandments.
He obviously hasn't learned anything.
Yeah, he also had destroyed the Ten Commandments statue in Oklahoma in 2015. And I swear to you, I'm trying to see if I can pull it up quickly here in the, the Washington Post has a piece about Reed. According to the Tulsa World, judge ordered Reed in Oklahoma to receive mental health treatment after that incident. He was diagnosed with schizoaffective disorder and released under an agreement that required him to continue treatment. He sent a rambling letter to the newspaper apologizing and describing the voices in his head and his attempts to recover from mental health issues. As I recall, it was after that incident where he had claimed that it was some sort of divine mission that he was being sent on. I don't recall whether he was being sent on it by Jesus or by Satan, but it didn't sound like something an atheist...
He wasn't being sent on it by either.
But it didn't sound like something an atheist would say, Mark. This man was just, you know, crazy, it seems like.
No, it sounds like the Satanic Temple is real upset about what he's done.
The installation of the new tablet-shaped monument in Arkansas was live-streamed online by a state senator, Jason Rapert, a Republican who sponsored the 2015 act that approved the monument's placement on the Capitol building grounds. The act states that, quote, the placing of a monument to the Ten Commandments on the grounds of the Arkansas State Capitol would help the people of the United States and of the state of Arkansas to know the Ten Commandments as the moral foundation of the law.
Well,
you buy that one?
No, I don't. So certainly the Ten Commandments hold an important place in, Western civilization and that sort of thing. The foundational law, I don't know. I mean, isn't that given to Draco and his draconian laws? I think that that's actually the foundation. I mean, the Ten Commandments spend 40% of the time talking about how you're supposed to treat God, and then... like honor your father and mother. How is that a foundation of law? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, isn't one of the Ten Commandments thou shalt not steal? That's kind of, you know, like the law, the government, that's all what they do is they steal from people. They take things by force. They threaten people. They actually covet their neighbor, right?
Well, the Bible was pretty clear in Samuel about what the Israelites were going to get when they traded their judges, their basically anarchic society, for a king. And they were going to get that stuff, taxes and wars and these sorts of things. And they did. They brought on Saul. Then, you know, then came David and then came Solomon and all that stuff happened.
Backers of the new monument say it's meant to copy a Ten Commandments monument in Texas that stands on the grounds of the state capitol there. The U.S. Supreme Court allowed that monument to stand since it had been there for many years and because there were other monuments on the grounds of the Austin Capitol. So we'll keep you up to date on the latest on the continuing controversy over the Ten Commandments. And I like where you're coming from on this, Mark. Hey, if you have a religious monument, if you have a religious artifact of some sort that you want to be on display, then display it on private property, put all the lights up around it that you want to, charge admission, give it away, whatever you want to do. It should be your private property.
Right.
You should be able to let it.
If you want to use the legal excuse for putting the Ten Commandments on the courthouse lawn, then somebody's going to bring in the Code of Hammurabi, Draco's Code. Like it's all gonna be out there.
That's what they did in Florida. Remember, we've reported on the Capitol Rotunda, where every year during the Christmas season, there's always all these competing different religions that come in there and set up various different diorama display things in there, including the most ridiculous things you can imagine.
Right, it's flying spaghetti monster and that kind of thing.
Let's go to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. And, Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just heard that there's self-driving Uber cars in Los Angeles picking people up. They're putting them out. Yeah, it was just announced on the news, on the radio news, KTLV.
Everything I've heard says that they're years away from this, and there's been a couple of high-profile accidents.
There was one that just happened.
One including Uber not too long ago. It seems ill-advised to do something this soon.
Well, you know what? But how come it was announced that they're, I guess they're picking people up from the lost airport and taking them to the hotels of some kind of event? So they're just doing it now. And I thought, there's a, they, California, they rejected the cars. We don't want them here. It's not safe enough. And then they went to our state, New Mexico, because we're, everybody's getting killed by a car anyway. So it's like, hey, let's test off the self-driving cars in New Mexico. So,
well, wait, didn't you just say they're testing them in Los Angeles?
That's what I said. They're not even testing. They are picking people up.
According to a story posted a month ago, Uber is giving up its testing of self-driving cars in all of California. This story from CBS News says they won't renew their permit to test self-driving vehicles on California's public roads when it expires, which it expired a month and a half ago, apparently.
So why is it just now, like an hour ago, I heard on the radio news that they're driving around, they're actually picking people up. I guess they reverted it, because their views are pretty correct.
Well, I can't validate your claim here, Sarah.
I wasn't sitting there listening with you, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm not saying you didn't hear what you thought you heard, but there's nothing in the news headlines that I'm looking at here in a quick search, so I don't know. But either way, you know, this is something that is coming, and they are going to iron out many of these bugs in the software over time.
I've got a question for you, Sarah. Why do we put a round pizza in a square box and then eat it in triangles?
That, but you know what? I know why the testing, they say go to New Mexico. You know why? Because we're number one in pedestrian, bicycle, and hit and run fatalities.
What are your favorite pizza toppings?
No, but I mean, what are
no,
we
no, no, no. Everybody's got a favorite. Come on, if you were going
to
order a pizza tonight, you're going to hang up the phone with us, you're going to pick up a phone, call your local pizza shop. What are you going to order?
I like olives.
Olives.
But see,
that's it?
They just said, go to New Mexico. They're already getting killed by cars. Go there and run them over with...
At least we got an answer out of her. I'm actually pleased with that.
I like dead pedestrians on my pizza.
Thanks for the call. Wow. All right, then. So there you go. Yeah, self-driving cars. There was another accident, apparently. I don't know if it was Uber. I didn't actually read the story. I just saw the headline this week that, oh, no, another accident. Oh, my God. Well, of course, you know, there's probably... I don't know, 1,000 accidents involving human drivers in the very same day. I mean, humans are incredibly accident-prone when it comes to driving these, you know, barreling 2-ton death traps.
I really can't wait for the driverless cars when they're ready to go. I mean, I'm not ready to... basically, my car has some...
You've got some of the automation
stuff. Yeah, some of the features or whatever, but... You know, I'm not ready to just take my hands off the wheel and turn the seat around and begin playing cards, my wife in the back or something.
Yeah, no. It's going to be hard for me to let go of driving. I actually like to drive. Like, if we're going places, I usually am the person who will drive. It doesn't bug me at all to be behind the wheel. And
I prefer not to drive.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll be back.
Somebody's always got some opinion about my driving. That way, they can go ahead and drive and keep their opinion to themselves.
There you go. We will be back tomorrow night. You can join us between now and then online over at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners in our Discord chat before, during, or after the show. Don't forget to check that out over at discord.lrn.fm. Meanwhile, we'll see you online, freetalklive.com. Enjoy your weekend.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com. We'll never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.